Here we are, live, ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles, here in our State Farm Insurance Studios, TW Radio Network, bringing it to ya, coast to coast, literally, talking about Florida.
Yeah, how about, hey, Daddy, I want to go to USC, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's $250,000. And I'm saying, I'd rather have Daddy say, you know, I really do love golf. I want to go to golf college.
Yeah, how about the Kaiser University?
Let's discuss that. That sounds very good and reasonable.
I love this whole idea. The Kaiser University College of Golf and Sport Management on the line right now out of their Florida chapter. Dr. Eric Wilson, PGA Master Professional and Executive Director of Golf Operations. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Always.
Doing great.
Yeah, doing fine. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's great here, but whoever selected the music, congratulations, man. I need some of those tracks out this way.
Pretty good, right?
You got it.
Well, hey, you know, let's give a little background on Kaiser University for everyone listening coast to coast right now and exactly how the process works, but really what you guys offer to that individual.
Well, Kaiser University has been around since 1977 and is mainly a Florida-based institution. It's a level 6 regionally accredited college. We're offering associate degrees all the way through PhDs and doctorates.
Wow, okay.
And we started the College of Golf in 2010, in January 2010. We're the only on-ground golf program that is regionally accredited. And we've grown from that time to 176 students in our program. It's a 14-month program, Associate of Science degree golf management program. We also have a sports medicine and fitness program. And we've expanded to bachelor's degrees in sport management with concentrations in golf, psychology, and medicine, sport medicine and fitness, and also have Associate of Science in Sports Medicine and Fitness, Bachelor of Science in Sports Medicine and Fitness, and a Bachelor of Science in our newest program, Exercise Science. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. We've got a great campus here, a great staff. We are right across the street from the PGA Golf Village and PGA Center for Golf Learning and Performance, and our students have access to one of the finest 30-acre ranges in the country, 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they get to play on five of the most fantastic golf courses, three in the PGA Village, plus a private golf club called the Legacy Golf Club, and the PGA Country Club. So,
wow, okay.
You come on out here and learn from the best. We've got three master professionals on our staff, the director of the Golf Digest Top 100 Teachers of America, and a three-time LPGA Tour winner, 1976 U.S. Amateur Champion is on our staff.
Oh,
so
wow.
You only get to come out here and hang out with people like that and learn everything there is to learn about the golf industry in a 14-month program, play golf twice a week, practice the rest of the time, and then start to work in a field that you love.
Doc, tell us specifically the address and where you're located, where the campus is.
You betcha. We are at 1860 Southwest Fountain View Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And Port St. Lucie is about a 45-minute car ride north of West Palm Beach.
Oh, well, okay. That's piece of cake. Well, obviously, going to college in your neck of the woods would be ideal. I mean, the weather's beautiful. What you guys offer seems to be absolutely amazing. It seems like a great 14-month type of experience.
It is, by far. It's again, what we find from our students, we've got, again, having started in January 2010, we've had 191 graduates of our program so far. And on a monthly basis, our students go out into the workforce, and we have what we call a pinning ceremony, where when they finish their program, the cohort group of anywhere from 10 to 15 students are pinned and given the opportunity to speak in front of their friends and their families and the other students, and it becomes a very emotional event. And there's two things they always say. They form friendships that last a lifetime, and it's the fastest 14 months of their lives.
So. Now, not to cut you off, but
sure.
We obviously appreciate with what our military does for us. We're big military fanatics, and I know you have some great benefits for them as well, right?
We do. We have scholarship programs available to our military and their dependents, and I'm also a very big military supporter, as I'm a 20-year Air Force veteran.
Oh, hold on, Doc.
Wow.
Doc, that's fantastic. I spent 4 years in the United States Air Force myself.
Outstanding. Where?
I was at Lowry Air Force Base, Denver, Colorado, and Bitburg Air Force Base, Bitburg, Germany.
I was in the Vasakupa. That's up it's in the northeast part by Fulda in Germany, so I'm sure you're familiar with that and the location next to the East German border. Of course, I was there a few years ago, before you, I'm sure.
Well, I'm standing up saluting you.
right back at you. Thank you for your service. Boy.
Major Dan Rooney is a dear friend of the radio show, and we're helping him with his Folds of Honor organization as we speak.
Of course, we are affiliated with, and we're also affiliated with the Wounded Warrior Project. This is all wonderful. And, you know, as far as signing up and as admissions, and if I was, you know, I just graduating high school, let's say, and, you know, I have some options, but I really love the game of golf and perhaps building a career within that industry. You guys really have that platform, right?
Absolutely, we certainly do. And again, our student body ranges in age from 18 to 64.
Oh, my goodness.
It chases all the way across the spectrum.
And you guys are solely right there in Florida, correct?
You betcha we are, right there. That's the only campus we've got right now. Again, the program being relatively new, being only 3 years old, so we haven't expanded past this. But also, just as a follow-up, one of my dear friends that I work with here in the PGA of America, is Judy Alvarez, who is a big supporter of Wounded Warriors and has written a book, Broken Tees and Mended Hearts. And our student population contains 20% veterans, and we have a student veterans association that was just established. So any of the vets that are interested in a career in the golf industry, they couldn't find a better place to come.
You know, I want to just throw this out here for all of our listeners around the country who might even have, you know, if you're interested, I don't care what age you are, just like the good old Doc said. But, you know, the fact is, look at, you know, golf's direct economic impact on the U.S. economy reached $76 billion not too long ago, obviously, more than the motion picture and recording industries combined. I mean, this is what we're talking about here as far as golf is concerned. It's also responsible for contributing about $3.5 billion annually to charities across the country, which is absolutely unheard of, beautiful. It's just so great to hear. And then, of course, golf employment. The golf industry provides 2 million jobs in the U.S. and a total wage income of $61 billion. Now, talk about some opportunities.
Well, we look at and tell our students coming in, since we do have a wide range, and I've been in the golf industry for, since I retired.
Right.
Run my own golf shop and a director of golf at a private facility, public facility. What's unique about the golf industry is that now, at this time in our lives, I'm getting to the age where I'm just going to start retiring, and the baby boomers are starting to move on to retirement. So within the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to see a shift of jobs moving from inside the industry up, which means those entry-level jobs into the industry are becoming more and more prevalent and available. And that's what we really target, is getting people to get their foot in the door and then proving themselves. And, of course, our graduates come out of here with a knowledge base that is just phenomenal. And we've had so many success stories that we get emails back from our graduates about moving in and taking over an instruction program with juniors and setting up club fitting and repair facilities that weren't at the club before and really start moving at a much quicker rate. And, of course, they have the opportunity to take lessons from some of the finest professionals in the world, so their golf games are geared for the PGA's playing ability test when they come out of here, too. We had 21 of our students pass that playing ability test last year here in Port St. Lucie on one try, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Now, do you have to be a really good golfer?
It depends on your definition of good, and I don't mean to be vague in that, but generally speaking, if you can shoot in the middle to high 70s for two rounds of golf competitively, that will get you your playing ability done. And, of course, if you're going to be teaching the game to others, and our rates, generally speaking, run from the beginning teachers of $60 an hour to experienced people like we've got Dr. Tomasi, literally hundreds of dollars an hour. You have to have some credibility, which means you've got to be able to play the game to a certain level. Playing on tour, not to that level. That's what those guys are out there playing for with millions of dollars, but You have to have a respectable game. Let's put it that way.
I hear you. Now, again, we're talking about the Kaiser University College of Golf and Sport Management here. Just briefly, Doc, before we go to commercial break, I want to know, you know, if you can run through some of the actual careers that people could take advantage of within the industry. I mean, what are the opportunities out there?
We have teaching opportunities. There are a few of our students. As a matter of fact, one of our most recent graduates just went to work locally with the Don Law Golf Academy, and Don Law was a national award winner in junior golf. They come out of here with teaching skills, retail management skills, hospitality skills, what we call in our industry the outside service guys, the guys that load the bags on the carts, you know, at some of the high-end facilities, and even just getting your foot in the door that way. Playing skills, once you get into the industry, there are many, many opportunities to play the game for some dollars, not at the PGA level, but in your section events. Anything operationally as far as running a golf shop, merchandising, running tournaments, rules, there are well over 100 different career opportunities out there in club building and club repair. I could go on and on.
Right.
I don't want to take up all your time. Huh?
No, I understand totally. I mean, that's what it's about. So many great opportunities at your fingertips, and it's a great place to go 16 months or 14 to 16 months and obviously do your thing. This is what it's all about. So I definitely recommend it for all of our listeners who might have an interest in obviously taking their career, especially within the golf world, to another level. And we appreciate you joining us this morning. Again, the website is collegeofgolf.com, correct?
That's absolutely it, collegeofgolf.com. Our 800 number and 772 number on there. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call one of our counselors, and I'll be available if anybody wants to talk to me. And our counselors have all that information also.
Hey. Loving it.
Happy 4th of July, Colonel, Doctor, up, up, and away, USAF. Love you.
Loving it. Thanks again,
hey,
Doc.
God bless you both of you, LAJ. If you ever need anything else, don't hesitate to call. And by golly, if you're ever down this way, you better stop in and say hi.
Done deal.
Happy 4th of July, America! Happy birthday!
Always somehow seem to fall apart.